There's no mention in Wisconsin's statute of designing cities to make the people in them more physically active. However, growing communities have been blamed for adding to the nation's obesity problem. Madison's mayor, Dave Cieslewicz, has long advocated less urban sprawl to save the environment. Now he says people's health is also at stake.
One of the reasons for the explosion in obesity in America is community design, the fact that our neighborhoods are set up for people to drive everywhere.
Researchers at Virginia Tech are going to study what they call Wisconsin's pioneering smart growth law. They want to see if communities are being constructed to promote exercise. State officials say smart growth is being applied in more than 740 communities, each with its own plan and own priorities. In rapidly growing suburbs like Verona, transportation options can sometimes favor vehicles over pedestrians. Dr. John Beasley works there and says it's not always easy to walk.
My own clinic in Verona, where we have recently had major street renovation, there's still no sidewalks at clinics. So if we had any of our patients who wanted to walk to our clinic, they'd have to walk out in the street to do it.
Beasley's among those who believe as cities stretch out, so can waistlines. He says when business and homes are far apart, people tend to drive instead of bike or walk. The nearby city of Madison has tried to place parks near neighborhoods and have business close by. Mayor Cieslewicz says a new east side development called Grandview Commons is a good example of what's called new urbanism.
There will be a library. There's already a coffee shop there. There'll be other shops. There's meaningful places for people to walk to.
Wisconsin is halfway through the smart growth process. The law encourages cities to use state grants to help preserve farmland and natural resources while planning for expected housing and transportation needs. Recent legislative efforts to wipe out smart growth failed. Critics say locals, not the state, should decide if community plans are needed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.